So, bro, this is it, the last one of Found Footage Month. How do you feel about
Apparently not as good as you feel about it.
it? Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say that I am glad that Found Footage Month is over. I don't even know why I decided to make this a thing because
Well, it was a great thing.
shaky cam, though, is not a great
Okay,
thing.
the shaky cam in this last one was
Yes.
a lot, but
That was rough. So, and I'll even include this one. So, out of all the five that we watched, which one do you feel like was your favorite one?
favorite one. I'm gonna say Fourth Kind.
The fourth kind?
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I don't know. I really, it's almost a tie because I really like Chronicle.
Yeah, I actually think storytelling wise, I think Chronicle just edges out for me personally a little bit more than the fourth kind. I really like the fourth kind, but I also really like Chronicle.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking as far as like plot holes, I guess
Right.
Chronicle is a little bit better for me. And I mean,
Except for the fact they couldn't breathe, or
yeah,
they could
of
breathe,
course.
rather.
Do you even breathe, bro? Episode reference, go check it out. A few episodes ago, I guess I'm assuming 4 episodes back, is called Do You Even Breathe, Bro? When we break down Chronicle. And we have a little
We
conversation.
chronicled Chronicle.
Yeah, and we have a little conversation about since they're flying so high, are these guys even able to breathe? So go check that out if you get a chance. But yeah, this one, which we're gonna get into it, but I'll go ahead and tell you the name of it. The last one for Found Footage Month is Cloverfield. And if you haven't got to watch it, go watch it. It's on Netflix right now, so you can go ahead and go do it. That way you're not left out of the fun of watching the movies that we can talk about. And I mean, I know like 90% of people out there that listen have a Netflix account. And if you don't, your mom has one. And if not, your mom's mom has one. So you can get a hold of that and go watch Cloverfield.
Or your boy has one, or
Somebody. Oh, yeah. Your
something.
boy, sister, cousins, second aunt twice removed. Somebody's got a Netflix account that you can use. So, yeah, I feel like Chronicle just slightly edges out. And Operation Avalanche was good, but it was
Yes,
really slow.
it was.
And I don't think it made as good content to cover. I feel like in that episode, we might not be as strong, but there's not much that we could talk about when it comes to conspiracy theories because we didn't dive down that hole.
You're right.
You know, we do have a show that's going to go up on Patreon about conspiracy theories. But as far as like the episode itself breaking down and talking about the movie, it wasn't much that we could do, but literally just talk about the movie. But now we're to another found footage movie that is basically Godzilla in the US. More or less.
Cause you're raw.
And that is 2008 Cloverfield.
I cannot walk. Move my building.
Don't do that.
I've got those women balls.
Okay.
Okay,
Right.
I'm done. I'm done.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Give me 5 minutes. It's gonna come back around again. So it's yeah, before our stories go into the movie, but like as far as I was talking about shaky cam, yeah, dude, like
Yeah, it was
this
super
one,
shaky cam. But
especially,
it was warranted.
yes, because of everything that was coming on. It was completely understandable. But being on the other side of that, having, you know, a couple glasses of wine in while you're watching it. And again, by no means don't think that I'm like completely wasted or drunk or anything like that. It's just that feeling you get when you stand up.
I mean, I'm sure they get that. I mean, you still have the ability to conjugate a sentence, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the world will never know how much alcohol that Kelvin has had. But no, but there was the scene when they were running down the stairs, like when they went into the subway, that whole scenario, that was probably the worst one because I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, like I feel like I'm moving. Like, No doubt, 100%, I feel like I'm moving. I did. Like, by no means does it mean that I'm unable to watch, but there was a scene when they went down to the subway, and that just...
I think it was later on the scene when they're crossing from building to building.
That was the one. That was rough, too. That was really rough.
That was the one that got me.
I don't know why the difference in... for some reason, it was just... Because I'm remembering that scene, and it was, like, really bad, too. But for whatever reason, that one didn't bother me as much as that subway and them going down to the thing when they were running down the hallway away from the parasite creatures. So, but anyway, yeah, good times. Very enjoyable movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, let's break it down. But before we break down the movie, I guess we should introduce ourselves because we're here.
As usual.
We are the Tangent Versus, broadcasting from iUniverse to yours. I'm Kelvin.
I'm the Chris.
And now it is time to go down that rabbit hole. We're talking about 2008's Cloverfield.
I just felt like a little bit of like a Rafiki kind of thing. Like, it is time.
It is time. And then you hear the do 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 do. Let me not get too much into that because I do remember how it goes. Yeah, okay, so 2008's Cloverfield, directed by Matt Reeves, who also did Let Me In, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War for the Planet of the Apes, and it was obviously produced by J.J. Abrams and his company. Also, the writer, not the director, it's a different writer, was Drew Goddard, who wrote on Buffy back, the old Buffy in the 90s.
Okay.
Also Alias, which is probably why he's working with J.J. Abrams. Lost. The Netflix Daredevil. He created it.
Oh.
He was a creator on that. Cabin in the Woods. He co-wrote The Martian. And he also wrote and directed and produced Bad Times at the El Royale. So, I like this guy.
Which was a really good film.
Yeah, I like this guy. That right there was all I needed. There's so much
to say about that film, but we're not going to say it right now.
I mean, you know, maybe we'll come around. If anybody's interested in that, if you like it, you want to see us break us down and talk about it. Because, you know, you talk about how it was very Coen-esque.
It really was.
Yeah, you're right. Just the way the story was put together and everything. So I'm thinking he had some Coen vibes back there when he was doing that. But Cloverfield... critic scores on the Rotten Tomatoes was 77%, and the audience gave it a 68. And how do you feel about that?
I mean, I guess it's fair, but fair. I don't know. I probably would have given it a little bit more.
You give it a little bit more than me. Like I think that's pretty damn close. And I'm actually surprised to see that the critic score is a little bit higher than audience score. Fair is good, but also I feel like that's pretty dead on because by no means is this going to be some award-winning film. This is not a film that everybody's going to like, you know. I feel like that's doing it justice. Without taking it away.
Right.
Be like, okay, well, we're going to watch this movie, and it's going to be pretty good, pretty entertaining for the most part. And it was. I don't have any major complaints about it at all. But I do want to say that T.J. Miller was, like, the heart and soul of this movie.
Yeah, he lit it up, like...
Yeah, like, no doubt, hands down.
He was there, like, light up the darkness kind of thing. Literally.
Yeah, but overall, I do feel like that's fair. I really don't have no complaints about it. Because, you know, a lot of times I see some movies that I really enjoy, and I know the score. I feel like the score is not doing it justice. I'm not one of those who are like, well, before I watch this movie, I'm going to go check the Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic. And if it's below this...
See what these blowholes think of it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there are some good critics, and there are some to do some justice.
That's just the masses that want to be told what to like.
Yeah, you know, so it's whatever to me. So,
and if you're part of those masses, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come at you.
A little bit, you did. You sure?
I mean, okay, yeah. You got me.
I got a 64 from the critics on Metacritic and a 6.4 from the audience. So it's basically staying the same thing, going along the same lines. The cast includes Lizzie Kaplan, who was known from probably mainly Mean Girls, but she was also in a show, Showtime show called Masters of Sex. She was in The Interview with Seth Rogen, and then she was also in Extinction. It was actually a pretty good Netflix movie with your boy. What was his name? Extinction.
Michael Pena.
Yeah.
Pena? I'm sorry, bro.
Try it one more time.
Michael Pena.
I don't want to say it, but there you go. With him. Really good movie. Obviously, TJ Miller, who is known from Silicon Valley. He's in Age of Extinction. He is in the Deadpools for sure. And also,
you look like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, what? I can't remember his line. It's something about Freddy Krueger.
Like Freddy Krueger fucked the topographical map of Utah.
Whatever it was.
And had babies. And those babies.
Yeah, but again, he's humorous so much. And also, which I don't like to... I don't want to promote this movie, but he's also the lead in the Emoji Movie. That's neither here nor there, but he saved the movie, I think. The funny thing about it, his character name is HUD, which is basically, he's the guy that has the camera through 99% of the movie.
Yeah, like, all the way.
So, heads up display, and gives you all the stats of your character that you're playing is in video games.
He really does it throughout the film. Like, yeah. This is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He's really a HUD unit, like a live, walking, talking, you know, HUD unit, which is really funny. We got Michael Vogel as Jason, who was in Grind, Blue Valentine, Poseidon, and he's been in on Bates Motel as well. Jessica Lucas as Lily, and the main thing that she's known from is Gotham. And Michael Stahl David plays Rob, and he was in Narcos, that's on Netflix, and a show called The Black Donalds. But that's our main cast, and I think we have one more. Odette Utzman plays Beth, the main love interest, and she's been in Supergirl, Banshee, October Road, and a few other things. But that's our main cast. Is literally the main cast is five people, and we just go from there.
And we got real excited about TJ.
Yeah, our favorite character and the scene stealer, the heart and soul of this entire movie was TJ Miller.
I mean,
as HUD,
he's always great though.
Yeah, I mean, he really is a good actor, and you can see him, even though he doesn't necessarily play a straight man, like, you know, he's a comic relief, he presents it in a way that's like, that's a person that I would, you know. Or, yeah. Dude, that could be us sometimes, you know, just that sarcastic, dry humor in a situation where most of the time it's not appropriate, but you're going to be like, I'm going to say this anyway. Yeah. And so, and I don't think the movie would have been as entertaining.
Warning. Don't try that at home.
Oh, you're likely to get
hurt,
smacked, shot, stabbed.
Or do try it.
Timing is everything when it comes to situational humor.
I'm a firm believer, and if it makes you feel good, do it.
If it makes you happy.
It can't be that bad.
Why the hell am I so sad, sir? That's the double answer. That it works both ways. That was perfect. But yeah, so like I said, we are showing TJ Miller some love because we really liked him in this movie. It's his first major theatrical role.
Production, yeah.
Yeah, so, and this was my rewatch. I've seen it before a couple times, but I just didn't realize that it was him until I went back and saw it again. I was like,
Have the fro.
Yeah, his hair was not quite so TJ Miller-esque in this movie. I mean, it wasn't short by any means, but, you know, it's whatever. We're over here like, I'm sure there's some people who are listening who was like, who's TJ Miller? You know, like, but
he's that dude.
He's hilarious and deserves more, I guess.
You get one, TJ.
We're kind of fangirl.
We love you.
We're kind of fangirling over TJ Miller. You realize that?
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm comfortable.
Oh, I'm comfortable too. Hey, I'm well dressed. Polo down. Nah, but yeah, I'm real comfortable. So it's okay. You can have the love from the weird guys from our universe. These two aliens from right. the tangent versus showing TJ Miller some love. So let's get into this movie, dude. First thoughts. It was your first time seeing it. So did you like it?
I did. Actually, I liked it a lot.
Would you watch it again?
Yeah. It has rewatch value.
Yeah, it is very entertaining. We talked about it as we were watching, and there were some points that were towed the line of that realm of believability.
Yeah.
But overall, it was... And those didn't come... They probably halfway mark, you know, third act. Nothing extremely major, but at the same time, it was just like... Wait. She was just impaled, and yeah, we're gonna get to that.
Right, and now she moving like. But, I mean, I guess adrenaline. A lot could be said for that. Yeah. Maybe.
So basically, this movie is
spoiler alert. Somebody gets impaled.
Yeah, we're
impaled because it didn't go up to her poop chute. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you specified that, sir. Clarification, it did not go through the poop chute.
I mean, when you say impaled.
I mean, impaled is just impaled.
She was skewered.
Impaled could be, like, literal, like, straight through the stomach from the back or whatever.
See, when I hear impaled, I think of Vlad.
You think of a...
Like, it went straight up through the poop chute.
You think skewer. I think that's a more appropriate term.
Maybe we're getting twisted.
So, no, like, let's take a few minutes to talk about the terminology.
Wait, does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter, but this is hilarious. So I'm, like, first thoughts when I think of impaled, I just think of object through body, like, main mass, like, back to stomach, some of the back, or, like, you know, torso.
I mean, you're probably impaling. Right, but, like, when I think impaled, my mind goes straight to Vlad the Impaler.
So... I know this is like your knowledge. And
that's how people were impaled.
I know
that's what it was called, being impaled. Like, up.
But why is it? Why is that?
I don't know why. I guess it was more decorative.
Are you sure that was the only thing? And I'm just asking. And like
not only am I going to stab you, but it's going to be through your poop chute.
So it's skewered. Like, see, I'm sorry. To me,
that's
skewered.
Yeah, skewered. Yeah.
Like that. To me, that's a skewer. Like you put them on there, like. Long ways impaled, and you roast them bitches.
I mean, practically, I mean, he wasn't roasting them.
I know he wasn't roasting. I mean, they might have been roasting in the sun.
I don't know, just dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I just don't like my impale does not go directly to poop shoot. So is it full impalement poop shoot out the mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah. There's your visual, ladies and gentlemen. My impale was just, you know, typical torso impalement. Like,
I'm just saying. I read.
Okay. Impalement. But no, so this movie is basically what would happen in New York if there was a Godzilla-esque creature that came to town.
I don't know. Maybe he was a bad guy. What was Godzilla when we needed him?
Yeah, right. Like
he was over in Japan,
just falling like
over.
I mean,
his fucking feet.
Well, I mean, if you know, basically, Japan and China own us. Basically, so he's like, that's not worth my time. That's not worth my time. He's like, nah, y'all ain't paying me enough.
I ain't down with this.
No, y'all are currently in debt. We're just going to take that out of your bill, sir. Or charge you more for the rebuild. Oh, that's messed up. Anyway,
they're going to do a reverse and like pull an American. Like, no, we're going to let you get destroyed. Then we're going to come help you rebuild.
Ooh. Kind of like the situation we're in now. America's falling apart. Reaching out to other countries for... medical supplies, like potential cures or treatments, very
we
personal.
Put the Rona in it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, that's going too far.
The Rona is still real, you guys.
It is really real.
And I just, the situation.
Like, it's getting close to home.
Yeah, they need to, like, we were talking a few weeks ago about staying inside and flatten this curve. Well, you know those little maps that you see, and it has this, like, where the problem areas are, and they're bright red. Well, all of the United States is bright red now.
We lit.
There's nowhere you can go that is potentially safe except for, like, small rinky-dink towns like ours.
Or your home.
Yeah, just home. Like, that's a bright idea, bro. Home.
It's where the heart is.
Like, don't go out don't go out protesting. Yes, I know we need our economy to get started back up. I know there are businesses.
Yeah, but you need to be alive for that, too.
Yeah, thank you. I know there are businesses that are having issues that might not get to restart and stuff like that because of everything. But, like you just said,
it's almost like this was planned.
If you're dead, woo! I mean, I'm not that. Like, conspiracy theories is the other episode. But, I mean, if you're dead, you can't restart your business. So quit going to Raleigh. Quit going to the Capitol. Quit protesting. And just stay inside and ride this fucker out. Like, ride it out. I went to the Weekend. I'm sorry. And I did, like, those words. Like, I couldn't. Those lyrics are pretty rough. Anyway. But yeah, speaking of all that, let's bring it back home to Cloverfield and Godzilla. And we are living in a world where these giant monsters that have been...
Was it just the one, though?
It was the one main monster.
And then we had the little
parasites that were feeding off of... And the monster's name is Clover. For those of you that divulge deeper into the Cloverfield mythology, the franchise, and the stories, the monster's name itself, is they just called it Clover... outside universe, you know, that's how,
right,
you know, they call it Clover. But yeah, the little parasites were falling off of said giant monster.
Yeah.
And that is what's causing mayhem and all sorts of stuff as well.
Man, that's why I was so angry. He had all them parasites.
Yeah,
man.
He just wanted some medical attention.
Chill. Everybody like, was trying to shoot him.
Can't help me out. Get me out. Like, all these bugs on me. And apparently... I mean, who knows how they were making him feel if one scratch or bite from that parasite to a human makes their head explode.
Right.
Like, damn. Like,
it was like watching the end of...
What? Come on, you got it. You got it. Give me characters. Give me something.
Sid.
Sid. Sid? Sid who?
Sidney.
Portier? Sydney who?
Sydney.
Come on, like, talk to me. Talk to me, bro. We're gonna figure this out.
I am not okay with this.
Yeah.
Brad. Was his name Brad?
That's staying in, by the way. Just saying.
It sounds like...
I think it was Brad.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody that deserved it.
Ooh. But yeah, like, we got some head explosions. And stuff like that. Like, there's not too much to dive into this on a deeper level unless you want to go to the marketing and the backstory and the lore. And that's something that if you want, your guys want to do, you might want to do it yourself. Because it's very entertaining. Like, the company Slush Show, which they never say what's going on. But at the very beginning, we get, well, not the exact beginning, but a couple minutes in, we're at this party. A going away party for our main character, Rob. He got this job in Japan. And he ends up working for this company called Slush Show. But you don't know this unless you do a little deep diving reading into the lore and everything. Because they never say what he's going to do. But he's going to work for this soda company called Slush Show. And the backstory to the company is that they get one of the main active addictive ingredients for this soda in deep diving expeditions. Yeah, which basically comes from things that are growing on and are around our said monster that comes out at the end. Because if you do your reading, you also find out that these parasites that are killing everybody has all of these things inside of it. So the creatures, I'm not going to say it was on them, but they ran tests on these creatures and they said that this chemical that they got, it's some kind of seaweed, right? Isn't that what I said it was?
Yeah, something like that.
It is.
Fuck me.
Yeah, I can't remember. We just did this reading and we didn't take any notes.
It was C-something-something.
Yeah, and this chemical is apparently inside these parasites. And it causes it makes you feel good, basically, and it's highly addictive. So they were using this to put into the soda.
It sounds like this green substance I know of.
Ooh, what, like, are you talking about Soylent?
Not exactly.
What? Oh! I was thinking Soylent green. You mean that other green substance that is like readily...
It's the other green bean.
That is readily available. See, you see me, like, you see... I don't deal with said substance, which is not legal here.
Not to say that I do.
No, I'm not saying you do. I was going to clarify, sir.
Not to say that I don't either.
My brain did not go in that direction whatsoever. I was thinking Soylent Green. I'm like, oh, wait.
I just saw something on Soylent Green the other day. Like.
I was like, humans? Oh god. And we see where my brain goes. But yeah, so basically that's the company he worked for. He was ended up doing, but obviously he never gets to it. This entire movie is a found footage, and it starts, and it actually says it's
at a party
property of
going away to this.
Yeah, it said the screen starts and it says property of the government, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then we're getting this whole thing, which is kind of odd.
So, obviously, nobody makes it.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's kind of odd that they would leave the unnecessary parts in that leading up. I feel like if it was...
Well, I mean, maybe they would think that maybe they would see something or find something. I mean, you saw that one at the end.
It was at the end, though. And they made very good mention of that. He was like, are you changed the tape? You recording over the tape? He was like, this tape was already in there. And it upset Rob because the tape that he was using was recording over the video that he had of the day that he spent with the woman that he loved, you know, so much. And he wanted those memories. But the thing and is...
Apparently, this took place in like a 7-hour period.
Yeah. And... The crazy thing, though, is we get the beginning of he's in bed with her.
Yeah.
And then we get all... And none of that is necessary, I don't feel like. No. So, I mean, for the viewer...
I think a lot of it wasn't really necessary for the film. To be honest, yeah. I think a lot in this film... That is one thing that got to me, is like a lot in this film wasn't really necessary to this film. I mean, I guess to understand the relationships and where they are.
Yeah.
That but it didn't really need that much.
No, it could have started right there when they went right before that impact happened and the lights went out and the newsreel.
I mean,
it
could have started. Brothers and they care for each other. Okay, you're their friend, lifelong friend. You even mentioned it, so yeah, we get that.
All of that was just for the girlfriend, the viewers.
I mean, the whole thing in the Beth. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, all of that was just for us. The watcher gave us a backstory.
More of just like a story of like people in their lives, just some really fucked up shit was going on.
Yeah,
there.
It was like a slice of life on the intergalactic planetary style. Is that the theme for Twilight Zone? Okay, I'll give it to you. But that's
can't do it.
That's a hard theme to do.
I've had my guitar.
But the easier one is just do X-Files. Do, 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 do. That's the easy one. But and I do that. I realize that I've done that. How many episodes have I done the X-Files theme
really
song?
More, is that really much more? Damn, that sounds much more easy. is that really easier than doing? Do, 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 do. It's not really that
bad. I don't hear it though.
And we're getting way off.
It's fine. Like, it's fine because this movie, we're talking about and discussing the movie itself. But we, like, but again, yes, this is not a heavy breakdown.
Where, like, a lot of the film was not necessary.
Yeah. Like, that first 20 minutes, basically. The first 20 minutes is just exposition without literal speeches to give to us. So you know the cast of characters. You know who this is, and you know why he's going to do what he does. And basically what happens is this: the attack happens. This creature comes out from the sea and starts destroying New York. And one of the first major things that we see is because he's coming from the water, we get a great shot of the Statue of Liberty's head getting thrown into the street where our group of five survivors bitten. Are. Yeah, it's scratched and bitten and deformed.
This thing was just biting everything.
Like, straight decapitated. It wasn't even like it didn't stop. Like, it was straight decapitated. Perfect headshot. Like, just like, it was in his way. He's like, move this out my way.
I'm like, you cutting that and throwing it like, he was trying to fuck with you.
And then from there, we get straight chaos for the next hour.
Yes.
Chaos. Them running through New York. And he gets a phone call from the love of... Rob gets a phone call from the love of his life, Beth. And instead of being a smart person, and we had this debate earlier...
He wants to be dumb enough to go after her.
And I did... This is the few notes that I wrote down for this particular part. So we already know what's going on.
Straight up. I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, let me set y'all up, the listeners, for us, because we talked about this a little bit, and we're not going to go nowhere near as deep as we were, because I paused the movie and talked about this for a minute. But Rob sees monster, sees the army shooting at monsters and attacking said monster. Rob points in the direction that the monster is and that the army and the bombs and the guns are all going to, and says, "We're going that way," you know? And
that's what heroes do.
Yeah. But you know what?
They weren't heroes.
You know what I have to say to that? We don't need another hero.
We don't need another hero.
It's great. I mean, and again, I can't say that in my position, you know, going after my girl or my kids, that I wouldn't do it. You know, I understand that. But, and this is the debate part, the previous scenario, the setup to the fact that he hasn't talked to her for 2 weeks. She brought another dude to his party.
He's going to a new job.
I don't care. I don't know how.
He didn't know what to say or how to handle it.
I'm saying I don't know if I would have been down for the cause to go when I can see. Because literally, you can see the monster. Like, we don't get a full-on shot towards the end, you know. When
he was in love with the girl.
I understand that. But not talking to said girl for 2 weeks, only having sex once, had a remarkable day, and she bought another dude to your going away party. I'm saying Kelvin might not have wanted to say, "I'm going after her."
There's a lot more behind that.
No! No!
Yes!
The salt is real. And she brought a dude to the party, rubbing salt into the wounds. Like,
well, bro, sprinkle a little sugar. Like,
sugar? That's just as grainy. That ain't gonna help.
But it's not as bitter.
It's not bitter, but I'm not licking the wound neither. Like, nah, like, we gonna cover this shit up and just roll forward. Roll Tide. We gone. I'm just saying that his plan was not well thought out. His plan got everybody killed. And remarkably, the one who is not the brightest, TJ Miller, aka Hood, aka our video game vitals, life signs, and display of, you know, everything, made it to literally the last 10 minutes of the movie. And he was the dumbest one.
Yeah, he usually is.
Yeah.
In most films that he's in, he's the dumbest one.
I mean, that sometimes happens when you get typecast, you're a type of comedian.
And but then, I don't think he's really... It never really said he was dumb. He was just, like, blah through life.
No, but, I mean, he just... You know what I'm saying? The scene that I will take to run with that is the part when he was like, I don't know how to work this camera. Bro, it's 20... Or no,
they were drinking.
It's 2008. You can figure out how to work a camcorder.
Bro, it could be 2050 and, like...
You know how to work a camcorder in 2050?
Yo, if I'm lit enough, I don't know.
But he wasn't. That was the other concern. Okay,
he wasn't.
That was it. Dirt to dirt, can't work a camcorder. So I'm just going to put him up as out of the group of five. He was the dullest crown in that box.
Okay, I tried for you, man.
I'm sorry. We still love you, TJ Miller. But hands down, you did a good job. You did your role good. But also...
Nobody else catching no love.
For me? Nah, I'm stingy. You gotta earn that shit. You gotta earn that shit.
That was such a good actor, but I don't know.
Oh, in this movie? No. Yeah, not like that. Also, and I'm just mean for overall...
He really did steal the film for me.
Yeah, and I'm just saying overall for our podcast, like, if you hear me say I love you or giving out love to certain actors...
Yeah, I don't just give that out.
You give it out more than I do.
When it's warranted.
Let me count the ways. And if it wasn't going to be so much editing, this is where I would superimpose all the I love yous from Chris.
Hey.
And I still might.
All those love yous are warranted.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Hey, you guys. Future Kelvin here for just a minute. I figured since me and the Chris are in the middle of talking about giving and showing some love, I felt like this was a good place to give out some love for another podcast out there. We're going to show some love to our good friends over at Married Mash.
Hello, I am Christy.
And I'm Layton.
And together we are a new podcast on whiskey tasting called
Married Mash, where we discuss life, family, and pretty much anything.
Yep, and Layton brings a new whiskey for me to try. Will we clink it?
Or will we sink it?
Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And remember,
always drink responsibly.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
We this is a subject we will touch on again, sir. You're going to touch on it.
No.
I'm going to watch
it. Exactly, because I'm the touch.
I don't touch. I watch.
Yeah, actually, I got to be careful now.
The Rona's out there.
I can't touch so much anymore.
Keep those touches to yourself and the very few who deserve and earn those. That's all I'm saying, bro. Can't be touching everybody.
But anyway.
Yeah. We do the... We're going to make up this thing because we do a lot of fist bumping. We're going to be a social distance high five. And we just go like this. Social distance high five. Yeah. I didn't make that term up. And I like it though. That's from like Super Carlin Brothers. I guess that's not like a plug. That's some of my favorite YouTubers.
You know, dude, it's just crazy because like we were getting the social distancing before it was cool. So
yeah, like dude, like I'll sit in here all damn day and not have to mess with anybody if I don't. DoorDash delivery. You just saw him, dude. Like come in. Thank you. Bye. Doom. We don't need this rigmarole.
You can have cash. They can do that contactless delivery.
Yeah,
leave that cash up under a mat.
Bruh, you know now, and again, because I've been DoorDashing a little bit here lately. On DoorDash, they have an option to contactless. They will literally let you know it's there and leave it on your doorstep and get the hell out of here. And I
what?
Yeah, and I don't know if y'all got that reference.
That's what a hermit wants.
Yeah, like, I'm not messing with y'all today.
Like, I just don't feel like talking, bro.
Yeah, like, nah, like, leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here. Kevin had it right. Angels with filthy souls. Like, he had it right. But yeah, so, I mean...
You filthy animal.
We go through all that, and then the next major points is, we go running... and our boy Rob decides he wants to go get his girl Beth. We go through all the running and trying to get away from the city. They end up accidentally in a subway because the monster was about to crush them, basically, and buildings were falling, bombs were going off, and we get into a subway where the group runs into parasites, and which, mind you, the group of five at this point is already down to four. We lost Rob's brother early on. He wanted to be a hero.
Oh, yeah.
And they were crying across the bridge.
Jason was the first to go.
Gonna just end you right here on this bridge. Like, nah, nobody ain't getting out of New York right now. Like, nobody's getting out of Manhattan right now.
He could have been somebody.
He could have been a contender.
He was just a tender.
He got tenderized. Oh, that tail just went.
They probably ate him.
Oh,
they was like, he real tender.
At least if the monsters and the parasites didn't, at least the fishes, because they were
that
on the
dude rear. Got away. He's a con tender.
So, you know, we get that. Then the next major scene is they're down in the subway and our girl, Marlena, which I didn't say, but our boy Hud has a huge crush on this girl. And the four of them all run down into the subway and they have an encounter with the parasites. And the parasites is, we see how dangerous they really can be. There's a fight. There's a scuffle. They are running from.
Oh, yeah. Our first entanglement with the parasite.
Yeah. And our girl Marlena gets bit.
Oh, hardcore.
Right there on the shoulder. It's a nasty wound. And we go down further into the subway. Right, they come right out the subway.
Because
where was the army?
In this
where was
one the, place where there's like basically like, you know, like snacks and like drinks and stuff.
Yeah, so they were, like, right there. The army was using the subway areas as a base, too.
Pretty much, yeah. And they come up out of there and go, like, it looked like a department store.
Yeah.
And they go through there, and then the army's just grabbing them.
Yeah, they grab them, pull them in, and then...
She's bleeding from the eyes, and...
Not quite.
I don't feel very good.
But she's not like that quite yet. We get, like, you know,
Yeah, when they grab them, yeah.
She was already bleeding because she comes back though, because they have them.
They still bring her like, but she's like already kind of bleeding. I don't feel very good. They take her. No, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then, but when they take them, then that happens.
Yeah, because they bring them in first. They bring them in and they get this whole like, oh, this is what's going on. Oh, what are you doing here? We're gonna throw you on these helicopters and get you out of town. And Rob's arguing. I'm not going. I gotta get.
Wait, if they put her on the helicopter. Everybody would have been a little red in the face.
I mean,
that's so terrible. That was like on the spot too.
That was it. That was it. Oh my God. Red, you're right, because a little bit after that, once we get an explanation of the army and what they're doing and the argument between Rob and his friends, which as a normal person would have been like, oh, yo, we're with the army. The army can get us out of here.
Right.
We're good. I'm sorry, Beth. I love you, but nah. Like,
oh, nah.
Oh, nah. Like, I tried.
I tried so hard.
But nothing really matters.
You don't.
But yeah, so after the whole explaining of what they're doing, and they say if we don't get out of here by a certain time, like, they're going to blow up all of Manhattan. We're just not even going to try to save it.
Well, they had, like, one more thing they were going to try. Yeah, after this, we're wiping.
We get our girl Marlena. Or Marla, whatever. What is it?
Marlena.
She comes back again.
I think
it's
Marlena.
It's with an E.
Yeah.
Marlena. Marlena. So she comes back again and she's like, yo, I don't feel so good. And she's bleeding from the eyes. And this is when the soldiers are still trying to round the group of five or four up. and say, hey, you're going to go to these airplanes. I mean, not airplane, but these helicopters, and we're going to get you off and you're going to go. And when they see her, she's like, I don't feel so good. Was it like the nurses and the doctors and the first aid units or whatever.
Yeah.
They come up and they grab her when they see her eyes bleeding. They're like, we got a bite. We got a bite. Yeah. They take her and they rush her back. And this is when the practical effects work really good for this movie. And it's not over the top. And this is whenever you get a next level. Because, you know, we already got the giant monsters. We got the little bugs. And, you know, we got the running and everything. And so they add another level. They bring her back. They rush her back behind this thing. And then her head explodes. She wanted to see a door, but not paint it black.
She wasn't seeing anything anymore.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black. But it was the opposite.
But it's a black door and I'm going to spray it red.
Yeah, that's basically what she wanted to do.
That was terrible. I'm so sorry for that, guys. I'm so sorry. You know you love us anyways.
Okay, yeah. But anyway.
Are you going to do the Mick Jagger dance?
No, I'm sick. No.
Come on, do the chicken.
My ass is planted to my seat. No. But yeah, so then we get that. Then we go back again. And then the levels of unbelievability. The group finally gets to Beth. And here's when we were talking about our impaled conversation. She is impaled on.
She is stabbed through the chest.
It's like rebar. No, don't say through the chest. Skewered. She is skewered, and it's at her shoulder blade area.
Yes, on like, the left side.
There's no vital things here. It's not. What's vital here?
Perhaps.
Like, maybe. I don't know. Below the neck and artery. It depends
exactly where it's hitting.
Yes, lungs are here. Like, she was like, lungs are here. I'm telling you. I'm pretty sure that they.
I'm pretty sure that it's okay, yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that when he did that, he was like.
I mean,
I'm
not a doctor.
No, meaning, damn it, Jim! I'm not a doctor. Damn it, the Chris. I am not a doctor. I'm a podcaster.
I'm sorry, Seth. I'm giving her all I got.
What's that? But yeah, so they get
a little trick for you guys.
Just a little bit. That's a whole nother song. Don't know. Some of y'all might know it, some of you don't, but we're gonna let that go. We're not gonna talk about it. But yeah, so they get to her room finally. By the way, the way they got up there was her building was leaning on another building. They take an elevator to the upright building up, go up and jump across to the roof of the building that's literally leaning. What is this angle? It's not like
she had to have literally been there for hours though, like that.
No, remember though, I know the timestamp is gone because I looked for that. If the timestamp had still been up there from
bro, think how long it took them to like with all that they were doing and then getting there.
Yeah, because by the time that we get them there and they go, that's when they're about to do the attack and everything. And he says, how much time did he say he had when they leave the army guys?
Damn.
He said 0600.
0600.
Yeah, but then HUD, TJ Miller, asked him how long we have. And he says the time.
I can't remember.
But yeah, I can't remember either. But yeah, it's hours.
I hate that.
It's hours. I'm
sorry, guys. Watch the film. You'll see. I'd like to have been more informative at that moment, but
it's okay. I'm sure they're having a good time. Like, and I'm sure their time that they're having here in the tangent verses, when you come to the tangent verses, bring some alcohol with you, maybe. And then, you know, it would be a real good time. So we're not like one of those podcasts you can listen to while you're working. We're an at-home podcast.
Which is a real good time for it.
Yeah, like, it's a real good time, like. And don't try to sleep when you listen to us either.
Yeah, don't do that because you'll miss things. And
no, you just won't be able to sleep. That's where I was going. We'll keep you up. The tangent verses will keep you up.
We'll keep you up at night.
I don't know. That's kind of scary.
That's kind of creepy.
You came harsh, bro.
We'll keep you up at night. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for that,
that's
guys.
That's a little scary.
I don't want to be scary.
But no, yeah. So we finally get there and get back to her impaling. It was right below. Shut up. See, there you go. There you go. Like, okay. I didn't say skewered.
Okay.
Oh, what am I supposed to say? If you think impaling is...
No, let's go with it.
Your impaling is my skewer.
I've had this whole conversation, so it was
I know,
funny
but then what do
it.
You want to call it?
I don't know. She was stabbed?
I don't know. Stabbing is with knives.
She was skewered? Yeah.
No, because skewered is your impaled to me. Skewered is a kebab.
So is impaled.
How about you guys weigh in?
Who else knows about rod?
No, I understand. I'm just saying the normal just when I think of impaled is something through the body. I don't literally think kebab style skewer. Like, anyway.
So, tonight when you lay down with your girl,
no.
Prepare to be impaled.
Yes. See? See? Oh, never mind. I was gonna go further. I was like, wait, no.
We should stop right there.
Yeah, that's it.
That's enough.
That is it on that subject.
Okay. But anyways, she is, and you know what? I'll just go with it. She is impaled, and they find her.
Yeah, and they. Basically, she's...
Smack her and wake her up.
But, yeah, so we get to her and she's impaled. For lack of better term. And is they all decide to just pull her off. Realms of believability here. Don't do it! While you lose yourself, I will continue.
I'm good this time.
They pull her off.
You can't do all that.
This is not rebar. It's what
it
do you
rebar, bro?
That's rebar.
It was rebar.
Okay, yeah, it's a piece of rebar that's like through her shoulder, and they have the bright idea to just.
It was a little lower than her shoulder.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, you're right. Like I feel like it's like right below collarbone right area. Collarbone area.
Yeah.
But there were no protruding bones, no nothing. They just yank her off.
Yeah, like, you don't get to see it.
No, like, you see her...
I would like to watch it.
You see her body move. There's too many queasy...
Is that weird?
It's queasy people, and it's PG-13. You don't get that much. And you already had your obligatory head explosion, so you're not going to get that.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's so crazy that we got that in this film, theater, fuck, blah, blah, blah. But in this fucking Netflix show, we got a whole head go boom, right in front of us, which was just...
Popcorn.
Wonderful.
Popcorn. So we get that, and...
Which leads me to my next thing. Don't lose your head.
No. And in these situations, you gotta keep your head. Or else you're just done for. But we get her, and the believability rim wavers, because when they got to where she was passed out, like you said, they slapped her a little bit, smacked my bitch up, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, then they pull her off the rebar. And from that moment on, she's good.
She up and gone.
5 minutes later, she's running.
I mean, adrenaline is a motherfucker, though.
I mean, I guess so. But 5 minutes later after that, she's running. And so we just go with it.
I mean, I can't say that, you know, I could really explain it. But, I mean, like, if I had to attribute it to anything, I'd say adrenaline.
Yeah, it has to be. Like, you know, and I guess seeing what's going on. Because right before was it right after they pulled her off or right before they pulled her off, she saw the monster out the window. The creature. It was, like, right after.
I mean, yeah, that would freak you the fuck out.
So she's like, you know, gotta go.
Gotta go right now.
That's a, like, a bathroom commercial.
Oh.
I remember that.
We'll throw another one. Come on, Bominos. Everybody, let's go.
Dora. You and Dora.
Look, these kind of things happen when you have children.
Where are we going?
Nobody knows.
Out of Manhattan. Where are we going? To the helicopter. Yeah, so they take off running. They go back down the building. And then we see our party of five, our party of four, party of five reference, because I'm about to use it. Party of four at just, no, I'm sorry, it's no longer four. Our party of three now, because we. Because
there was only a party of two that went to get her.
No, it was three.
No, it was just him and her,
because. You keep forgetting TJ, because he's the cameraman. TJ
was still there. HUD. That's right. Party of three.
HUD. So our party of three.
Became a party of four again.
Became a party of four. And we get out there, and then this is when Rob separates from his sister, and they get up to where the army guys, the lieutenant, whatever he is, told him to be if you want to be, and we'll evacuate you.
Oh, yeah, and they got,
Yeah, first his sister got on the first helicopter, got gone.
No more room. They had to wait.
Next helicopter comes down, and then we get what kind of shots do you want to call those? Like, over landscaping?
Yeah.
Hero shots!
Hero!
They're the hero shots. You see the monster.
Need a hero!
No, they needed a hero, but they didn't get shit.
Need to the end of the night. Oh, okay.
And so we get the shots, and we get TJ Miller. I'm not going to call him TJ Miller. We're going to call him HUD. He's like, did you see that? Look what's going on. Da-da-da-da. And so he's
just calling Teej.
Teej. That's a good one. Yeah, bro. You want to hang out with us? Can we call you Teej? You know, like, Teej.
He's probably out there somewhere, like, not even listening to this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or if he is, he's like, fuck you guys.
Weirdos. Lame.
And you know what? I feel you.
We're better than that, at least. Like you.
But anyways,
when you said that, I heard the bum ba dum bum. Like when you lose in The Price is Right, that's the thing that went in my head. But so we get that, and we get them on the helicopter, and then they blow up the monster, and we think it's gone, and then we get the not iconic, like a big good jump scare, and we see him come out the clouds from just being pelted with these missiles.
Actually, he went down. They were like, he went down. It's nothing but smoke. And the next thing you know, he's just jumping up at him.
He jumps up at the helicopter, grabs the helicopter, knocks the helicopter. And then our party of four, or it's a party of three now because sister's gone. Our party of three crashes in Central Park-ish area. And we get a few moments of nothing. The camera's just laying there. And who's the first one to wake up?
Beth. I think something was going on with Beth.
She was kind of impaled, but she was the first one to wake up from that crash. Pulling up, she wakes up Rob, she wakes up HUD, and she pulls them, her and Rob pull HUD out. HUD.
No, her and HUD pull Rob.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. You're right. Correction.
Rob out.
She wakes up HUD. Her and HUD
then pull bad Rob things out. Things befall HUD.
Yeah, this is it. This is the end of our boy. Like he had a good run.
He gets chewed up.
I'm telling you, I think what we saw was we didn't even.
I tell you what, the entertainment business, he'll chew you up and spit you out.
That's exactly what happened. And leave you being half the man you used to be.
I'm half the man. No, I'm gonna stop.
So we get him and Rob was having some problems walking. HUD had set the camera down, and they're, like, walking Rob away. He's like, oh, wait, hold on. And this is what does it. He turns around to go pick up the camera, and then we get our first full-on shot of the monster.
Right.
And it's standing directly over HUD. He looks up. Monster looks down for whatever reason. We like,
and you can see, like these bags.
The gills. They're gills. They're like kind of like gills.
Glands or something like on the back of its head.
It's amphibious.
Yes.
And I know that from the research. It came from in the water. Yeah. It had been up there. It had been in the water sleeping. So we see the little gill things breathing. He looks down.
Woke that bitch up.
And it chomps up our boy, HUD. And now we see the screams, the shaking around. And then we see him fall to the ground, and we just see his face. Done.
You know what? Where's the Witcher when you need him?
Nobody was tossing coins.
True.
Yeah, like, toss a coin to your Witcher. Oh, valley of plenty. Oh, valley of plenty. Oh! Anyway, so yeah. Oh, God. We're all over the place, you know?
It's okay. This is the Tangent Versus.
I hope y'all had a good time because we're about to finish up for you. But yeah, so when we get the last ending, Rob goes back. He tries to, you know, see if HUD is okay. He's done. So he takes the camera and they run up to under this bridge, him and Beth. Then we have the obligatory, oh, I loved you so long, blah, blah, blah. You know, they profess their love to each other.
Like, this all led up to HUD being eaten, sucked on. Like, could we call this the HUD sucker proxy?
That is a very, very estranged and out there movie reference. I like that movie.
I do too.
I'm gonna see if it's on my, you know, streaming somewhere to watch. Maybe
Coen.
Yeah, it's Coen Brothers. Yeah,
like, who doesn't love them?
But Hudsucker Proxy, the Hudsucker Proxy, is a very entertaining movie. But yeah, so, you know.
Anyways, yeah, he just got
HUD's done. Rob comes back, gets the camera, and they're hiding up under a bridge. Of all places.
Where are you gonna go, though?
All I'm saying is, like, if this monster steps on the bridge, if these vibrations break the bridge down, the bridge is gonna crumble on you.
I mean,
I don't think I would have stopped under a bridge. I would have kept going.
I wouldn't have been walking. I would have been running.
Yeah, because they weren't going too fast.
Like, I would have been out that.
And then, basically, we get these loud explosions. We see the planes come over. Whatever. And then...
Yeah, he gave the whole info that it's been 7 hours and blah, blah, blah. To, you know, if anybody finds this, blah, blah, blah. That's what happened.
Yeah, and then the next shot is we have, mind you, that... they had been recording over previous tapes. The next shot that we get is the original would be the guest awakening. We see this thing falling from the sky into the ocean that apparently wakes up.
In a video that was taken before with him.
Like, the dates was like 2 weeks previously or something like that?
Yeah, something a week like that. Or two? I mean, they hadn't spoken in like 2 weeks, so it had to have been two.
You're
weeks
right. Previous. It was 2 weeks previous. Before the creature even woke up, yeah. We see this thing falling out into the ocean, which obviously wasn't big enough to be the creature, but it was probably something that awoke the creature.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
And I think that's the original what really happened. Something fell from the sky, and it went down there, and it woke the creature up.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly from the reading and research that I you know, read on. And then
y'all can read on. Like,
yeah, do it. I suggest it's a very... The fandom and the backstory and the lore to this movie is really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's deep. It's in depth. It also has connections to Alias and a few other shows. What you see Slush Show and Slush Show logos and stuff like that. So it's got ties to a lot of other things. And I do not recommend... speaking of the franchise itself, 10 Cloverfield Lane... is a very great movie to watch.
It is. It's very good.
Very, very, very
good. Very misleading.
Yeah. Like, you won't know what you're watching until it's a part of this. You know, they threw the title Cloverfield in, and everybody, you know, knew at that point. But
kind of knew.
Yeah.
Or you didn't.
Yeah, because once you... Well, see, here's the thing. In the other countries, the marketing, the posters gave it away. But here in the States... you saw 10 Cloverfield Lane, but then when you go to see it, you're like, this has nothing to do with Cloverfield. Until you get to, like, the end of the third act. Right there. Yeah. And then...
and this dude was not crazy for no reason.
Right. And then we get the Cloverfield Paradox, which, if you're interested, I suggest watching it, but on the scale of movies. And we just made up a rating scale, you know, because we sit and drink. On the scale of movies, I want to say this. Our rating scale is going to be glasses of alcohol. So, you know, we'll just say glasses, which is very, very fitting. Because, right. You know, 90% of the time we're both having some...
up to five. Adult beverages.
Thank you, sir.
I think he's been up to five.
No, I have not. No. That's called tongue-tied. But yeah, so we'll do out of five, a scale of five. Our rating scale is going to be glasses of alcohol, but like I said, we'll just call them glasses.
Yeah.
Like, cheers, you know, like that. So as far as the scale goes for Cloverfield Paradox, watching just to watch to indulge more into the story, Yes, but I'm going to say 1 to 1.5 glasses. Yeah, that's really? About it. Yeah,
I've not watched it.
I mean, it's entertaining, and if you want to dive deeper,
You know, I've never seen Cloverfield, but I watched 10 Cloverfield Lane. And
so,
to be honest, you can watch it without having
Yeah, you don't have to know.
And you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, immensely. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to watch Cloverfield to watch 10 Cloverfield Lane. And you don't have to watch Paradox at all. No, I'm sorry. I like that snuck up on you, did. But yeah, so that is it. Like, and now that we're down to the end of it, and you know, we get the found footage, we get the reveal of how the creature gets awoken and how things go crazy. It's we're kind of weird though that it took 2 weeks for it to get up and get out.
I don't know, man. Like, maybe he was groggy. Like dude, I didn't sleep for a long time.
I don't want to go attack the city.
I don't feel like getting up right now. I'm gonna fuck some shit up later.
5 more days.
Give me, like, Mom. Give me, like, 10, you know, 14 days.
Yeah, he's like, instead of 5 more minutes, he's like, 5 more days. But yeah.
I got sleep in my eye.
No, he had parasites in his eye. Right. But yeah, so that is Cloverfield, you guys. And again, I really recommend if it's something that you're really interested in, go deeper into the lore. See the backstory. Yeah, see all this the stuff. Yeah. What? Yeah. Is that what you want to say, sir? Yeah. You gotta go deep. Get real deep right in there. Like, that itch you can't scratch. It right in there. You can get it. Fuck,
man. What if somebody...
I don't know. Sorry, not sorry.
I wouldn't be sorry either.
I mean, but yeah, like, we're real, though. If you really want to go more, a little bit more, go ahead and get in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, now that we've reached the end, how many glasses do you want to give this movie, sir? Out of 5.
3.5.
Damn it, me too! It's okay, that's
like, we're always, like, right there. Yeah,
like, that's literally where I was going. I was going to be like, 3.5.
This is why we're bros.
Yeah, like, 3.5 glasses. 3.5 glasses. It's a good time. It's something that is not too deep, and it's still, you know, entertaining to watch. Yes. And you won't be mad that you watched it.
I think some of what got me was the whole fact of there was all this going on, but most of the film was really just about the relationship stuff. And I mean, I understand relationship building and things like that, but it was basically like...
So is that taking away a 4 glass or adding... Okay, yeah. Yeah,
it was it was good and it was necessary, some of it, but some of it was just unnecessary.
It was necessary for the viewer to understand and feel for these characters.
Yeah, to feel for them.
But as far as we were watching, you can cut the first 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... At least. Yeah, that first scene whenever the whatever got hit and the power outage, technically, it didn't have to start till there. And being a governmental film that was recovered from a scene, quote-unquote, because that's what you get.
And like TJ and his, like, whole kind of thing with Marlena, like, you can pick that up in 5 seconds. Like.
Yeah, they didn't go heavy in that. Like, we knew. There was... But see, it was funny, though. I will give that.
Her eyes and her...
You see the scene...
I don't want to talk to you.
When he first came up, when he was about to go talk to her and he turned. So that was funny. Like, you know, we see the camera pointed towards her. We know he's going to go talk to her. And then he really curves off and swerves on. But yeah, to be honest, I feel like believability, you know, the impaling, and the fact that it's a quote unquote government film, we wouldn't need the first 15 to 20-ish minutes. Like, they would have started on impact, because nobody was talking about any events that were pertinent. Maybe at the party they could have started, because he got a job for Slush Show, and if everything at this point was time back, then maybe the party.
Like, some one of them, like, oh, we found this, and they watched it all the way through.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, that might be what it is. But anyway, you guys, that was Cloverfield, and that puts us at the end of Found Footage Month. Thankfully for me, no more shaky cam for a long time, unless y'all beg and plead for us to do another shaky cam movie.
You don't gotta beg, guys.
Don't tell them that though. But no, seriously, like, this is it.
I mean, if you want to beg, we'll give it to you.
Next week, we're gonna be coming at you with. I can't with you. I can't. Next week, we're going to be coming with you with, what did we say it was, sir?
We need video. So they can see
this. One day. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Okay, what? I'm sorry.
I was asking you to prompt for me what next week is.
Next week is sequels.
Sequels that should have never been made. And we're probably going to turn this into a series.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
definitely, because there's a lot out there. And yeah. Feel free to hit us with anything.
If you have any ideas, yeah.
Phil, let us know. Never been made.
Come in. Because what we're going to cover next week, and I don't know how many feathers we're going to ruffle, but we're going to talk about the Matrix trilogy and how Reloaded and Revelations should not have been made. And I'm going to say this in the episode.
I think it's Revolutions.
Revelations, sir. Yes.
Damn, it's been a while.
Yeah, Revelations.
Okay.
Because everything is being revealed to you.
Oh.
Da, da, da.
I thought it was biblical.
I mean, the book is called Revelations.
I know. Yeah. I know this.
No, I mean. Okay, but yeah, so we're going to talk about why The Matrix 2 and 3 maybe, just maybe, should have been not made. And my big argument.
When you first would get with a girl, like, she'd be like, are you ready for Revelations?
I mean, what you putting now? Like, what you about to tell me something good? But yeah, so stay tuned and, you know, get ready for that whole thing. But
I'm so sorry, guys.
Yes, I live with this every day of my life, you guys. Nah,
he's glad to.
It's why we're bros. But, yeah, so if you want to get on that, get prepared. We're going to watch all the Matrixes and talk about why 2 and 3 just take away everything that the 1 set up and was good.
Right.
And I'm going to say this when we record this episode, bro, and I'm just going to say it right here, right now. Nobody wanted a Zion rave orgy. I'm sorry, like...
That's
the problem. Like, nobody wanted this.
I really didn't.
And there are reasons. I have grievances. But if you want to find out my major reason of why I didn't want that, and I told you, but don't, you know, that's spoiler.
We'll hold on to that.
I'll tell you my big problem with the Zion rave orgy when we come back next week. But until then, if you have any comments or questions, you can get us... Add us on our social medias. If you're concerned about us, email us and get us at our social medias. Our Twitter is at Tangent Versus. You can find me at Tangent Kelvin. You can get to the Chris at Tangent Chris on Twitter. Our Facebook is just search for The Tangent Versus. You can add us on there. I usually keep updated. Well, keep things a little updated. It's not as active because there's not a lot of members, but get on that if you would like to get on that. There's a giveaway coming up soon, you guys, so, you know, just keep your eyes open, ears perked. We'll go to that.
Exactly, because you know what? How do you weigh a chili pepper?
How do you weigh a chili? Oh, wait! Give it away now! Yes! But, yeah, so there is a giveaway coming up. We're going to give you a Visa gift card. You know, just for, you know, the I thank yous and the things and the this and those. But, you know, there's the Twitters, at Tangent Versus. Mine is at Tangent Kelvin. The Chris is at Tangent Chris. You can also email us at thetangentversus@yahoo.com. And we are on wherever you can find your podcast. But what we really like is if you give us some rates and comments on Podchaser.
Yeah,
I check that regularly. You can rate us. You can share us. You can, you know, tell your friends about it. Go tell your friends about it. That was a little weekend for you right there. But, yeah, so there's that, you guys. Any way you want to get us. And what we really love for you the most is we would really like to, you know, some one-on-one contact. I will answer any and every emails that I get. Even if you try to spam me hundreds of emails, I will try to answer each and every single one. I promise you. But, yeah, that's it. Please, 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 the next best thing as to, you know, talking to us about everything is sharing us with your friends and family or anybody that might want to listen to two weirdos from another universe. You know, just do that. Share us. Yeah,
share.
Share.
Like, sharing's caring.
Sharing. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the sharing is caring. And we're here for you, and we'll be there for them the same way. There's plenty of us.
I'll be there for you.
There's plenty of us to go around. There's plenty. And there's more where this come from.
And there's more awkward, weird singing.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing now, dude. Like, we've sung a lot this
episode. Just something we do.
Yeah. We just sit and randomly break out in song.
I don't know. It just hits your mind.
Almost, you know, the way that they do it in musicals where people just randomly singing out of nowhere. Like, we do that. Yeah. But, like, seriously, yeah. Like, share us.
The Tangent Versus, the musical.
Yeah, the musical. Oh. See, now you're going to have, we're going to have to work on a musical episode. Like, for real, for real. Oh, God. We might have to watch some musicals. Oh. This is going to be called Tangent Versus, the musical. So, yeah, get at us, you know, just share us, email us, message us, get us on Twitter, add us on Twitter, add us on Facebook. Get ready and get prepared for the giveaway that's coming up. Visa gift card is going to be coming soon. And if you want to be a part of that, then you just got to get with us to know what I need you to do to get put in and signed up for that. It's going to be a drawing. And that's basically it. But for all of y'all, and I know this pandemic is still going along and it's hard for all of us and we're having to live weirdly.
It is impactful.
Just take care of yourselves. Stay inside and only go out if you need to.
Stay
just
safe.
Wash your hands. Don't be touching your face if you do have to go out. You know, just stay safe. Be aware.
Yeah, normal stuff.
Yeah, normal stuff. Just be aware of yourself and everything like that. Because, you know, we don't.
You touch a door, don't touch your face.
Yeah, like that simple as that. And just, you know, we love you guys. Just take care of yourself and stay safe. We don't, you know, we don't want this to get any worse than what it is.
Right.
And we will always be here for you guys if you need a good laugh to, you know, help you through this hard time.
Or a good movie.
Or a good movie. There you go. Like, there you go. Movies and laughs. You know, and alcohol as well for those, you know.
I mean, we can't provide it for you, but.
No, not yet. No, I don't think we'll ever be able to provide alcohol in that sense. But, you know, yeah, you know, just good times, good laughs, maybe a few good drinks, you know, come and chill with us and listen to us on the Tangent Versus. But I think that's it, bro. Is there anything else?
I think it might
be time to sign off. And now we return you to your universe, signing off from ours. I'm Kelvin.
I'm still the Chris.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
You just checked. He just checked.
I had to check.
All right. But we're signing off. Good night.